It's really normal after Ramadan to feel like your iman is a little bit low, to feel out of sorts, to not know exactly, you know, how to find your bearings, and to feel like, gosh, how did Ramadan just end and I'm already feeling like this so fast? Well, in today's podcast, what we're going to do is we're going to bring you back. We're going to help you get right back to a good place, and we're going to do it with a very special secret presentation I'm going to show you. And in fact, we're going to be hanging out this Sunday online. You're totally free to meet with us. If you want to feel that feeling, you want your heart to come back, pump and blood, be alive, you're not going to want to miss this. Let's go. Hello, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome back to the Mindful Muslima Speaks podcast. I'm your host, Mindful Muslima, coming to you every week on topics that you care about: love, relationships, life hacks, life balance, Quran, Islam, just the struggle of every day. And what we do here at Mindful Muslima is we help women not just grow, but thrive and become women of impact. Inside of you is an amazing, amazing woman. And I say that knowing men are listening. If you're a brother listening, I'm sure you're a great brother. I'm just joking. No, I'm talking to women mostly, so I understand men listen. Inside of you is an amazing woman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to know that He is there for you. In today's podcast, what I'm going to do is I'm going to share you a little pick-me-up, a little like get back to Allah. And a follow-up to this is this Sunday, inshallah, we open up the book club. So I'm going to do a little special snippet, a little sneak preview, and just some of what we're going to be sharing together on Sunday right now in the podcast. And if you haven't heard already, we're doing the book, The Power of Dua. That is Aliyah Amrayan's new book. She had come in and to our Thrive Muslima International Sisterhood during Ramadan and did a reading. Sisters loved it. They ran to go get the book, and then they signed up for the book club. So if you want to know your Sunday spot to connect back with yourself, like a little self-love you time, it's going to be Sundays for the next 6 weeks or 7 weeks, and it's starting this Sunday. I'm going to put the link below. It's also in my link tree. It's also in my IG, you know, story. But make sure you don't miss this, because this is the time to catch yourself. And I want you to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is there for you through it all. And it doesn't end there. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only the Rabb who supports you and who is ready to save you and comfort you during your darkest moments of need. In the second and fourth surah verses of Surah Al-Fatiha, through the continuation of his introduction, Rabb al-Alameen, the Lord of mankind, and Al-Malik, and the owner of existence, He tells us something else. It is our very own human nature to want more and more and more, right? Bani Adam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Lord of mankind and owner of all things, can bring the very things your heart yearns for into reality, even if they are on the other side of the world. I've experienced this myself, if I can just say. Even if we feel as though they are far-fetched and that they will only be achieved in the next world. I can tell you from my own life that things that, you know, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, He will bring you help from places in which you cannot imagine. Hands down. Now, in Aliyah Amrayan's book, she mentions in 2011, I intensified my dua related to my own seemingly unrealistic dream. To own my own house with a magnificent view of the sea. I was living in a rented accommodation with my family in South London at the time, and we had zero savings. I would make dua, visualizing myself standing on the balcony of my house with a tall glass of iced lemonade, looking out at the beautiful sea view before me. The vision that accompanied my dua was so strong that I could almost hear the gentle crash of the waves as they greeted the shore. I made intense dua on repeat to my Rabb, Al-Malik, to bless me with this dream. It wasn't something I needed. Alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah. We had a roof over our head and I was content. But oh my, it was something my heart yearned for. I wanted it so very much. And shortly after that dua, we began to put aside whatever little savings we could. 3 years later, our landlord started hinting that he wanted us to leave and was going to put up the rent. And in that same year, my husband's father gifted him part of his land in Algeria. We immediately sent all of our savings to the builder, and the concrete foundation of our home was laid. The location of the land, which had been in the family for generations, was on top of one of the Atlas Mountains in North Africa. The views were spectacular. When the house was built, I remember standing on the balcony and leaning on the black steel railing, looking out into the distance, staring at my favorite view, the blue sea, which peaked between two small mountains in the distance. My Lord had listened attentively. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim heard my da'a. And with his knowledge, power, and ability, being the owner of everything, people, things, and resources, he answered my da'a in the most perfect way. Al-Malik placed the land within the possession of my then-husband's family. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim guided my then-father-in-law to be lovingly affectionate and generous, gifting us with part of it. My Rabb guided us to work that enabled us to save, but slowly providing us with the means to build our home. And my Lord, the owner and possessor of all things, created the precise channels needed so that it all came together and a seemingly unrealistic dream became a reality. Those who, you know, she's going on here. And if you notice what she did, is she looked at the different pieces that came together like a symphony, right? Halal symphony, of course. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the land into view, brought the owner of the land to bring it forward. You know, alhamdulillah, brought the means of the money, brought the proper contractor. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orchestrates things in their own time. So while it might have taken them 3 years, well, maybe that contractor wasn't available till 3 years and he was the perfect guy. Well, maybe, you know, they might have taken 3 years to save, but their, you know, the heart of the father wasn't ready to give the land until then. So it all came together at the perfect time. Lesson being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always on time. And while we may feel things are taking too long and too late, something is being orchestrated for you in the works. As long as you are focusing on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and your du'a is there. And she mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns all the people. And that's such a great point. Resources, channels of transportation, time, connections, and contacts needed to make your dream a reality. The very things you're urgently desiring that are not currently within your reach are completely in the reach of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he's Rabb al-Alamin, al-Malik. The one you call out to is not only fully capable, he is the king and possesses all that is within his kingdom. So that all he has to say is be, and it is. Know this, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, he's abundantly merciful. And he's the owner and master who gives nourishing and nourishment and sustains with complete affection and love. And you know what? He only wants good for you. His greatest wish for you to win in the next life and this one, to be near to him, to be blessed to him, to be looking upon his face eternally. And I invite you to take a deep breath and inhale and exhale slowly. Your dreams, the things that your heart yearn for, all those exciting hopes are within the hands, not technical hands, but hands of the owner of all that exists. You're about to realize that those dreams are closer to you than you could ever imagine. As you continue to go on this journey, sister, with us within the book club, I want you to know that we're going to help to inspire you, bring you back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bring you back into your hope of your dreams, what is possible for you, what is possible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do for you. And in that, be closer than ever together as sisters who support one another and love each other for the sake of Allah, but are also helping each other not just to grow, but to literally thrive. There is an amazing impact that you can have by just making du'a, by just having good thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am as my servant thinks of me, is what he says, right? But what if you're struggling to think well because you've gone through so much? I know. That's why you need a little pick-me-up. You need a little weekend boost. And that's what we'll be doing this Sunday. I cannot wait to be with you. I cannot wait to see you there. Just a note, if you are in the U.S., Ali Amrayan's book is, I think, it's not dropping until May. But we have all got like the Kindle version. So you can easily get, you don't need a Kindle for this, you just need the app. And you can listen easily. So like I have the digital version is my point. If you don't get it or it's not in time, no worries. Just show up and we'll be talking about it and reading together. And so I cannot wait to see you there. And last thing, we also, if you feel like your life is a little out of balance and you really want some solid advice on next steps for yourself in like life balance solution, we have an entirely free workshop. And these are the things that we want to make sure that women have access to. Information that will only empower them and their family. Because I want you to imagine if you went from feeling just overwhelmed and stressed out every day, not even knowing where to start, to feeling relaxed and organized and confident in your next move. That is what having life balance does for you. And we're going to start to teach that with the women at the free workshop. I'll put the link below as well. Cannot wait to see you there. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.